Hello, welcome to the Party Connect. I'm your host, DJ Rinaldo Creative, and today we're going to interview Indy, and she's going to talk about her modeling career, being a part of the Baddies Club, and more. Welcome to the Party Connect. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you? I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. I model. I'm a brand ambassador. I also teach. I mentor kids. I do a lot of things.
Mentor kids. That caught my attention because I actually run a kids magazine. So could you tell us about your teaching and helping out kids?
Steering them in the right direction. A lot of them tell me that they look up to me and stuff. So I try to be a more positive role model to them and in their lives. I just tell them, be better than me. But I try to, be more positive because I know that I have a lot of little kids looking up to me. So, yeah.
So what made you want to become an influencer and a model of all things? You know, there's a million things you can do. So what made you want to become a model?
Everything just kind of came naturally. Like, I've always wanted to be in the industry no matter what I was doing. Like, even when I was little, I was singing, dancing, acting, modeling. Like, I was always doing something. So it didn't, just click one day. It's something I've always been doing. Like, I used to go in my grandma's bathroom and put on her makeup and stuff and pretend I was modeling in the mirror, all kind of stuff. So it's just in me. Like, it's in me. So, yeah.
I was going to ask you this a little later, but your first photo shoot, how was it? And was it nerve-wracking, going to your first photo shoot?
It was great, actually. And I was a little nervous because it was just, me and the photographer. Usually I'll have, my friends with me or a friend with me. But he made me super comfortable. Like, he understood. So he really was very helpful. So I'm grateful that he was helpful because I was like, oh gosh, I was a little nervous, but it turned out to be great and I broke out of my nervousness. So yeah, I had fun.
Okay. Like, did you have anyone that you was looking up to while growing up?
Honestly, growing up, I didn't really have a lot of people that I was looking up to. I didn't really have a lot of role models. Honestly, what I always tell people, I am my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my biggest motivator. Like, I motivate myself. It inspired me when knowing that everything I've been through, all the things I've been through, all the challenges, and just still being able to push through it and still show up. I'm really self-motivated. It was everywhere I go, people naturally love me. Like, even celebrities, I'll be in events and, they're the celebrity now, but they'll be coming up to me, talking to me, asking me questions like, can I take a picture? And I'm like, yeah, of course. I don't know. I guess it's something about me. I don't know. Everything just come naturally. I don't have to force anything. And I like that. I can just be myself. I don't have to pretend to be nothing else. So, yeah.
They don't like when you all own them and clingy and stuff. They like when you just being yourself because they're regular people,
Right.
If you take away the money and some of them don't even have money. Some of them just got fame. So if you take away the fame, then what do they have? They just like me and you. So if you treat them like you treat everybody else, they'll go more toward you. But that's what a lot of up-and-coming models don't know. You just be yourself, do you, and you they'll be drawn to you.
Right.
Who was the coolest celebrity that you have met?
The coolest, I would say, is definitely Jada Weta, because I met her a while back. I'll say maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I went to a business event and she was actually hosting the business event, and that was when I first started my business, because I had a lingerie line. I was making custom slippers, custom fuzzy slippers, custom fuzzy bras, stuff like that. She was super cool and down to earth. We were just chatting it up, and that was actually before she moved to Atlanta, so everything was pretty cool. I really love her, and it's inspiring to see how far she's grown since the first time I met her. So yeah.
Let us know about your business and how we can support it.
My business, I no longer do lingerie now. I kind of switched to cosmetics now because that's something I've always wanted to touch base on. So I have a cosmetics line. I make my own lip gloss. I sell lashes. I'm in the process of rebranding right now. So I'll be making new new stuff. Having new, basically, I'm dropping a lot of new projects, so stay tuned. But for now, everything is in my Instagram bio. My cosmetics line, the name of it is Lit Dollhouse.
What would you do if Instagram was to go down, like, if it was to go down and never come back? Because some people, you know, their whole life is Instagram. And see, I've been on the internet, so I seen MySpace, I seen when Black Planet was the popular site, then MySpace was the popular site, now Facebook was a popular site, still is kind of popular because of the drama, and then Instagram, you know, is right now probably the most popular, that and TikTok. So if Instagram was to go away, what would you do?
Well, if Instagram was to go away, honestly, I'm not attached to nothing, but I'm connected to everything. So I wouldn't really mind. I know how to get out and network. I've always done that. So it's pretty easy for me to get out, network, get my name out there, go to events, mixers, anything. I'm pretty good with coming up, talking to people. Like I said, it all come naturally to me. So that wouldn't be a problem for me. It's been times, honestly, where I've deactivated my Instagram for maybe a month, and I still was like making money with my business because I still had my website up. I'll send emails and everything to my customers. So yeah.
A website for your modeling and a website for your business. That's a smart idea. And you can get a domain. For your first year, if you go to GoDaddy.com, you can get that domain for 99 cents or $2. And can't beat that. And everyone, if you have a cool model name, you should definitely go ahead and get that.
Yes, definitely. So that was pretty much something that was easy for me. Whenever I would be off of Instagram, I'll pretty much, you know, send my emails out, do the different things like that.
So how has social media helped you as a model and a business owner?
Social media has helped me, honestly, tremendously. Honestly, I show love on social media. So that's what it's about, though. Like, that's what people love. Like, when you show love, they follow you. That's how I pretty much build up my following, showing love, and they show love back, and we just take it from there. Different people will find my Instagram, and they'll want to collab on different things, different projects, different brands, or different people saying stuff like, oh, I want you to come host, I want you to come do this. Because before I actually joined like a team, I was hosting alone already, because I've always, you know, said that I wanted to eventually start hosting club events. Because when I was younger in my teens, I used to host parties, so I wanted to grow out of that as I got older and start hosting club events. So I started getting my own bookings. People would hit me up, different club promoters. So that was pretty fun.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
Successful, well-paid, happy, peaceful, just doing what I love. Like, I just want to make a difference in the world, doing what I love and just loving people, because this world needs more love, honestly.
So what is something that most people don't know about you?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, one thing that most people don't know about me is I am kind of shy a little bit. But it don't really show. Like, a lot of people really don't know that, but I am a little shy. But I guess because I know how to, like, still network and stuff and get out there when I need to be. But I'm very kind of shy. And I'm very, I wouldn't say antisocial. What's the other word? I just really enjoy my alone time. I like to, you know, soak in my own solitude and just be alone. But I also know how to be with others as well. But I enjoy my alone time. I know a lot of people are scared of being alone, but I love being alone. It gives me time to recharge and just focus on me, basically. So, yeah.
Now, what do you listen to? I'm assuming you listen to hip-hop and R&B, but do you listen to, like, anything that besides hip-hop and R&B?
Yes, I listen to business podcasts a lot, motivational podcasts. I go on YouTube sometimes and look at motivational videos. I normally do that throughout the week because it just makes the week go better. Like, when I wake up, I like to listen to motivational podcasts and stuff like that. I love music. Yeah, I just like to feed myself with that kind of energy.
Yes, I do too. So who is your favorite motivational speaker? I like Les Brown.
I love him. I love him. Him and the preacher is, what is it? Oh, E.T. E.T. the preacher. I love him. I always look at his YouTube videos. I always look at those.
Okay, I never heard of him. I'll definitely look him up.
Yeah, you got to check him out.
How did you become a member of the Baddies Club, and what do you think about it?
I love being a member of the Baddies Club. One day, I think I just, I seen them, and I was just like, ooh, this seemed pretty fun, pretty lit. I always said, like, when I'm hosting, I want a team with me. So I was like, okay, they got good teamwork. So I think I hit them up, and I was just like, I was interested. They was doing casting calls, so I was like, I'm interested, and we took it from there, chopped it up on the phone, and...
All right. So, if a photographer or any company would like to reach out to you to book you as a model, how would they be able to book you? What's the best way to approach you, and what is the wrong way to approach you?
The best way to approach me would definitely be to email me. I check my emails more than anything. I love when people email me. It's very professional, because I have a lot of DMs sometimes and I might not see it. So the wrong way would definitely be DMing me. I don't like when people DM me for like business things, because it's just like I might not see it, and then I don't want to, you know, miss the opportunity, or, you know, it's just best to just email me. And my email is definitely in my bio on my Instagram.
So tell us your Instagram.
My Instagram is DayLoveIndy2Ys. DayLoveIndy2Ys.
All right. Awesome. What is the weird... I know you're a lady and you're beautiful, so I already know. What's the craziest thing that a fan or someone have sent you?
I don't know about something they've sent me, but I do know people used to make fake pages of me, which was weird. Very, very, very weird. And they've emailed my business pages. Like, a lot of weird things happened. Like, they've made a Snapchat of me that was fake, and it's just like, they really think they're me. Just crazy. I've had to deal with, you know, people harassing me on social media. People, cyber bullies. People be being cyber bullies, sending me crazy things, saying crazy things, you know, but I just block it because I don't have time for the negativity. I'm focused, like, I'm on a mission. Nobody got time for the craziness.
Yeah, I was about to say, I doubt they stopped. They probably still doing it. You just haven't seen it. That's the crazy thing. If they see someone they really like and they like what you're doing, you know, they're gonna make fake pages, and that means that you're doing something good. So shouts out to you for your grind.
Thank you. I'm so used to it now. It's so easy to just tune it out, because it don't even... If it don't make money, it don't make sense.
Could you tell us, connect with you online, and then you can give out any shout outs?
You all can follow my Instagram. Again, that is at DayLoveIndy2Ys. That's like my biggest platform. I love being on there. I don't really share my other platforms with people because I have those private. Like, my Instagram is the one that I have public to everyone. So I have to have something private. So yeah. So I want y'all to stay connected by following my Instagram.
All right. And do you have any closing words or shout out?
I just want to say to everyone out there, just keep grinding, stay focused. It takes discipline, stay consistent, and you will definitely be successful.
All right. I do thank you for coming to the Party Connect, and I will talk to you later.
Thank you for having me. Okay. Bye.
No problem. Bye.